What's up, lady? It's Michelle Bishop, and I want to welcome you to the Be That Woman podcast. This podcast was created for the woman who knows there is more, wants more, and is desperately wanting to become more. For the woman who is ready to rid the pressure of having it all together, ready to conquer her beautiful, chaotic life, and ready to blaze her own unique trail by owning her past, channeling it as her superpower, and breaking through anything and everything that steps foot on her course to greatness. This podcast is for every woman who is ready to embrace that can't stop, won't stop, head held high, undeniable confidence. What is up? I want to welcome you back to the Be That Woman podcast. This is Michelle Bishop, and I am really excited to talk to you today about today's topic because this is more off the cuff. This is something that actually just happened today, and I want to share a story with you. So basically, before I got on here, I was like, gosh, this is really being transparent and throwing myself under the bus here, but I have always been transparent and vulnerable and been an open book, so why stop now? So I think a lot of times on social media, I know a lot of times people talk about the good that they do, right? They put themselves on this pedestal in a good way, in a humble way, but they rarely talk about when they are ugly. And today I want to talk to you about some of my ugly. And I don't say this in a way where, I'm a horrible person or I'm a mean person at all, but I'm being real. Like, I'm being super real with you and really transparent. Like I said, I'm totally throwing myself under the bus here, but this is in the hopes that it makes you realize and makes you not feel bad for the seasons that you've been like this in. And you know what? Maybe you don't relate to this. Maybe this is an insecurity of mine that I'm just really talking about and trying to be open about because I know it's something that I've struggled with in the past, but if it doesn't resonate with you, obviously, please just know we all struggle with, you know, different things, and this is something that I've struggled with. But as you know, there's all kinds of quotes where it's like support women or, you know, X, Y, and Z, just supporting other people's success. And as easy as that is said, it's sometimes harder done. And if you've ever been in a season like me where you have friends in life who are winning and you are somebody who is ambitious and driven and you work so hard all the time and you dream and you see other people out there doing things quicker than you or having other resources, it's easy. It is easy and it's normal to sometimes feel like you're not doing enough. Get in a season of comparison and that's when that ugly comes out. And this isn't something that we talk about often ever. And it's not something we really share with people. It's sometimes something that you wrestle with on your own and you're like, gosh, you know, I'm being ugly. And, you know, you pray through it and, you know, you ask God to rid your heart of these feelings and you don't like feeling this way. And, you know, jealous and envy, for lack of better terms, are ugly and they're gross. And I have been in those seasons more times than I want to admit. The world that we live in is full of comparison. I think comparison is the number one thing that causes unhappiness. In all aspects of our life, we compare. You know, we don't have enough money or we don't, you know, that one day, you know, I'll be happy if I have more money or if my marriage was like this or if I was ready or, you know, X, Y, and Z, so-and-so has this and that's why I'm not there or they have these resources. It's constant comparison. And being totally transparent, I get in seasons when I see other people doing things and as much as I want to clap, as much as I want to stand up, I can't help but feel like I'm getting behind and I start to worry and I feel like I'm not doing enough. And being totally honest and transparent, it's not that I mean to be ugly. It's not that I mean to don't clap. It's not that I mean these things, but it's just part of the flesh and how we become. And I'm telling you this today that even I, you know, as much as I can put, you know, these cute quotes up that say, you know, I am this. And most times I do clap. Most times I'm the first to reach out and say, I'm proud of you. But when there are these deep things, whether it's somebody really close to you doing something that you've worked so hard and they're accomplishing it before you, or maybe they're taking a different path and they're no longer on the same train as you and you're like, gosh, you know, you're starting to fear abandonment or am I not enough for this person or, you know, why aren't they doing this with me anymore? I mean, do any of you guys who do MLM feel this? Like you've had a team and now they jump off and they do another business and it's just a better fit for them. Like you can even admit that. How many of you guys are like, yeah, that honestly is a better fit, but somewhere deep in your soul, for some darn reason, you're not happy for them, right? And maybe it's not even that you're not happy, but there's something in your heart that's keeping you from wanting to celebrate their success. Why is that? Typically, it's because we're comparing, we're afraid that you're working so hard and that they're going to achieve it faster, that maybe you're fearing recognition. Maybe it's pride. Maybe it's abandonment. Like, it can be all of these things. But I'm here to talk on this subject because I'm not trying to, be like, I'm such an ugly person, but I'm being really real. Like, when any of us who are on a mission to do something incredible with our lives, it is fleshly, our flesh desires recognition, and you want your hard efforts and work to be seen. Like, if you're like me, I believe my heart, like, and we should all feel like we work harder than anybody else, right? Like, I can do this because I work my butt off. Like, nobody's gonna outwork me. And we say that and we preach it, and that's our manifesto. Like, we work so hard, and you're chasing after these things with all your heart, and whatever the difference is that you want to make. But when other people are getting there faster, I'm the first to say it. Sometimes you're like, what on earth? And like, yay, they're doing it. And that's so great. But there may be a piece of you sometimes just like, oh, crud. Like, gosh. And there's a reason. You're not the first person, or you're not so fast to just message them and say, I'm so darn proud of you. But there's something that's stopping you from overly wanting to celebrate this person. And if you're in that season, I want to say this to you. You're not alone. Is it wrong? Truthfully, yeah, it's wrong. It's ugly. But at times it's normal. Like, you are not the only person that gets like this or feels this way. And I have had people in my life where maybe they're not doing the same venture as me anymore, or maybe a girl leaves TLE and they find something that's a better fit for them. Guys, if you don't believe in something and love something with all your heart, you're almost crazy to not have those feelings. But it doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean that it's not okay to reach out and say, I'm so excited for you, and I'm, X, Y, and Z. And this has nothing to do with TLE, but it's a perfect example. How many personal trainers out there have given their all to a client, and that client steps away and finds a better fit, and overnight starts getting results, and you start to get in your heart, you almost don't want to say something to them because, you wanted to be that person for them. You wanted to be able to help them. You put your heart on the line and you've worked so hard, but you weren't the answer. Our pride steps in the way. And so today I'm here to tell you that if this is you, it's time to step up. And I had a moment like this today where I don't want to bring up names and stories because a lot of people know way too much of my business, but there have been people in my life that we go on different paths, and that's sometimes hard. And I read a quote today, and it's about, just because you go on different journeys doesn't mean your friendship has to end, or doesn't mean you have to separate. And it's about discovering that. The discovery that even though you go separate ways does not mean that your friendship has to end. And I know that a true friendship loves at all times, right? A true friendship is going to be there regardless. Now, is it normal for sometimes those feelings to come in? Yeah. Like, that happens even in the best friendships there are. Even when you are the most supportive person out there and you think, who am I? Like, why do I have these feelings? I want you to know that sometimes it's normal. But it doesn't mean you wallow in them, and it doesn't mean that you tolerate it. And so today, as I was looking at this individual who means so much to me, and I was looking at their social media, and we've already had some great talks and stuff, but I was in this season where that's behind me, right? We've had these talks about the different seasons and different paths we've gone on, and, actually it comes to find that she felt the same way that I did. And it's funny, we're like, gosh, who would have thought, like, one phone call could have fixed so much. But today, I got really emotional, and I was sitting there and I was like, do I even say something? Because as I was watching her Instagram, she was doing her thing and she was doing it well. And I sat there and I was so proud. Like, I was genuinely so proud. And do our lives look so much different than they did years ago? Yes, they do. But I'm in a season of realizing that she's not here to abandon me. The new friends she's making along the way aren't to replace me. But it's a new season of life that she's in. And as one of her best friends, I am called to support and love her and be there for her if I'm the friend that I say that I am. And so, and vice versa, she felt the same way. And so we, today, for some reason, I felt like there's just still this, there. And not in a horrible way, but just like, I want to be like we were a while ago. I miss that real closeness. And so I felt like I needed to clear the air. And so what I did, and I don't, you know, you don't have to follow my lead exactly, but let me tell you that the fruit and outcome of this were so good. Tears were falling on my face the whole time because there was a sense of freedom. I want you to know that these people in your life, they probably already feel it. They probably already feel the distance. They probably know if they're one of your best friends, they know that there's something there. Why are we going to let it fester and grow into something that probably isn't even true? They're probably starting to build a story in their head as to why you're being this way, and it can get uglier, right? It can get ugly. So for me this morning, as I was watching this girl's Instagram and doing her thing, I genuinely was sitting there, and I just love hearing everything she has to say and what she's doing and, you know, how she mothers and wives and all these things in her life. I genuinely love watching it. But I thought, does she really know that? Like, in this new season of life, does she really know that? And so this morning, I actually FaceTimed her, and she didn't take my call, which she typically always does. And I was thinking, please don't take my call, please. Because I want to make sure I say everything right. But I wanted to be so transparent with her in this moment. And I knew with every grain of my heart that if I were to tell her how I meant, regardless of how it came out, her being one of my dearest friends, she'd know exactly what I meant. So she doesn't answer. So I send her two videos that were like 6 minutes total. And I start out just talking. And then all of a sudden, when I say the words, "I miss you," tears start falling down my face. And I said, "I miss you. I miss you." And I told her that if there has ever been a reason that she has ever felt a distance from me or any of these things from me, first of all, I'm sorry. But second of all, if I've ever come across jealous because her marriage is so great and, you know, her life is awesome. I said, if I've ever come across that way, it's probably because I have been in some sort of fashion in the best way. Like, not a mean jealous, but there's been some like, you know, gosh, the comparison, right? In the best way. I said, and if you've ever felt maybe like envy, there probably was some in the best way, just because I admire you so much. And I said, if you felt any of these things from me, it's probably because I was, but in the best way. But because I admire so much of what you're doing, it's never you, but it's me. And there's insecurities. And I'm here to tell you this because, once again, like I said, I'm totally throwing myself under the bus this morning. But even with, you know, a platform of over 200,000 people and, you know, getting on stories, and gosh, stories have all these filters nowadays. Like, you can make yourself look and feel however you want. Like, it's so easy just to put the good out there. But there's so much that you and I know you do, that we wrestle with, of not being enough, of not doing enough, of not giving enough, and comparing ourselves. And we just get in this season where it's constant comparison. But we cannot let it ruin and take away and discourage us from all the efforts that we give every single day. And so in that moment, I sent those videos, and she calls right away, and she's adorable. And I thought, oh gosh, I just spray tan. I got tears rolling down my face. I look a hot mess. She goes, "What's wrong?" And I said, "I just sent you this 6 minute video. You're going to have to watch it because now I'm a hot mess." Now I'm trying to, like, she literally called me right at the end of my videos that I sent her. And so I'm trying to re-say everything that I said. And she looked at me and she said, "You're saying a lot of what people won't say." She's like, "You're just being really, really honest right now." And I said, "But you, as one of my best friends, and you as somebody that I love, like, I want you to know, like, how I genuinely feel, because I love and I adore you, and I just never want this to be there." And I want to give you guys a little bit more of a backstory here. This friend of mine, we have been friends for probably 2011, 2012. I mean, there's like 7, 8, 9 years of history here. I mean, and we've locked arms through, you know, fitness, through business, through all these different seasons of life. And you know, the past 2 years have been a whirlwind. You know, our MLM, you know, we are no longer doing that. We've started the Ladies Edge, like motherhood and marriage, and all these different seasons are just changing. And there's just been a lot, you know, different friendships and, you know, people. It's just like, it's just been the good and the bad and everything in between. You know, my friendships have walked out, and that's the beauty of friendship. Like, through the highs and lows, they're there. Through the ugly and the pretty, they're there. And that is where this friendship's coming from. So there has been years of just growth between us. You know, if you guys have seen me throughout my social media, being totally transparent here, but like, I am a totally different person than I was. Like, in some of my old fitness stuff, like I watch my videos and I'm like, ugh, I can't even stand myself. And, you know, but it's always been with a pure intention. Like, it's always been genuine. But has Michelle like been full of herself? Yeah, I have. I look back on videos and I'm like, oh, geez, goodness, Michelle, like, I don't know how people tolerated you. But I thank each and every one of you guys who have been on this journey with me of just figuring out like who am I, right? And I think that's a constant journey of becoming the best version of yourself. But as you change, you can't help but sometimes feel like, gosh, people are doing it better, or they're ahead of you. And in turn, sometimes those insecurities come out. We're not all like super freaking secure women, even though it's a journey to get there, right? Like, this is the journey of becoming that woman. And that's why I want to share this story with you today, because more now than ever, everybody's out to build their sheepire, whatever it's called, but they're out to do something in this world that leaves a mark of greatness. They're out to really make a difference. They're out to do something amazing and leave a legacy for their family. And I think it is the coolest thing. But in turn with that comes cattiness. And it's like, unless you're part of my team, like, I'll say that I'm going to root for you. But if somebody decides to go a different direction, all too often, I feel shaming, and I feel, you know, people all of a sudden not supporting you because you're doing a different MLM, or you're doing something different, or, you know, you just have a different way of life that works better for you. And all too often people just hate on it. And I'm here to say, like, if you've ever gotten caught up in that, first of all, you're not a bad person. And here's the thing, is that my friends, anytime I've ever felt this or like had this bottle up in me, it's not like you're thinking she's one of your best friends. You've had this feeling. Her life, dude, like, she's rocking it. Like, her as a mother, you know, owning it with her kiddo. And I sometimes look at mine and I'm like, well, I got Rory in my bed with me and she's still on a binky. Like, hey. But I look and I sometimes, you just think, gosh, like, why am I not there? And the comparison kicks in. And that is like the root of all unhappiness, and right, and it will steal your joy. So it is normal. I don't want you to think that you are a bad person because you feel this way, but to tolerate it and to let it manifest and to become something and to step in your way from a beautiful, great friendship and to really being the woman that you say you are. Like, it's easy for me to sit at a table and be like, yeah, you know, haters, you know, you should be supporting, you know, the people, you should be one of the people who support, like, oh, I can't stand. It's easy to say that. We can all sit there and say that we support other people. But when times get tough and it's affecting you and you're having these internal dialogues and conversations and behind closed doors, and, you know, when all the quietness settles and you're scrolling on feeds and it's time to reflect on you and what you're doing, try to tell me, are you really that person all the time? And I would say far too many times you can say no, that there may be a piece of you that sometimes just does not want to celebrate people all the time. And if that is you, is it ugly? Yes, it's ugly. But does it mean you're a bad person? No. One of my favorite things is, it doesn't mean you're wicked. It's a weakness. But I'm here to say, it's time to be that woman. And it's time to step up. And it's time to celebrate those who are winning and crushing life, even in the seasons when you're not. In the hard seasons when you're starting to doubt yourself and you're getting frustrated, but your best friend is out there crushing names and getting recognition and just owning it and doing all of these awesome things. And you're like, oh, I'm being left in the dust. We've got to get out of that mentality. Why did you start this in the first place? It was never to one-up people. It was never to be, you know, the first. It was never to be in the recognition. It was to dramatically make an impact. Am I right? So I just want to come on today and say to you from me, I get in seasons like this as well. Anybody who's passionate, anybody who's hungry, anybody probably gets in these seasons sometimes too. We're human beings. We are not perfect. And when you can accept that I am not perfect, I think it gives us a moment of acceptance that, oh, okay, like, I'm being a little bit ugly here, but it's time to do it right. And maybe you're not in the season with your friend where you're actually going to call them and say, I've been in this season and it's been hard for me to accept. Seasons are changing. We're becoming different people. We're going in different directions, but I support you. And this morning, I'm not saying all of this conversation applies to this exact friendship and phone call, but this morning, I just wanted more than anything to let this woman know that as I am, you know, she sees my little face on her Instagram story of viewing her stories. Have you ever thought, is that person actually happy for me? Or what are they thinking as they're looking at my stuff? Have you ever thought that? Because I see people looking at my story and I'm thinking, what are they thinking right now? Because we've had some hard talks. Things have changed. Now, when they're looking at my story, how are they really feeling right now? Have you ever carried that around? Because I have. I know people have gone different directions and I see their picture down there and I say, they say they love me. They say they love me. They say they're my friend. They say they'd be there no matter what. But when I see their things down there and they're not making any comments to me, they're not encouraging me, you can't help but sometimes think, what's going through their head right now? If you've been that little bubble with your picture on your friend's stories that you've always said you'd be there to encourage no matter what, and they're in a season of winning, and you're letting selfishness or pride or your own insecurities rob you of cheering on that friend in the good times, I'm here to give you a little wake-up call and say you are not alone, but it's not right, and it's time to be there for that friend. It's time to be that woman and to celebrate others in all seasons of their life. And so you are amazing and you are enough. And I know that you are 99% probably doing your best. I know some of us are like, you know what? I'm not doing my best. But there's a chance that you are working your tush off. And I know I'm in a season of using resources and working hard and trying my best to do the things. And I sometimes get caught up as in I'm not doing enough. But that will steal your joy and it will cause you sometimes to get ugly. And so I just want to say you're not wicked for feeling these ways. Sometimes it's just a weakness. And if you had a little bit of a moment like me today and you're sitting there and you genuinely are like, you know, I'm looking through my friend's stories and I want to be that woman for her and I want to be that friend for her. Maybe it's time to send her a video, or maybe it's even time to give her that FaceTime and let the tears flow and be honest with her and say, I'm going to be really honest and I'm going to say some things that people probably only think, but they don't really say. But I want to let you know what's been stirring in my heart, and that it's not you, but it's me. And it's some things, insecurities in my life, and you are doing amazing. And I said this to my friend today. I said, I just want you to know that I am your number one fangirl standing in your corner, and I am so excited for everything that you're going to achieve and everything that's to come. And I want to be the person that you call. And I want to, you know, I want to be that person for her. The first person when she finds something, she knows I can call Michelle. And she's going to genuinely be so excited for me. So I don't know how this spoke to you today, but it's coming from a place of complete love and total transparency. Boy, am I throwing myself under the bus right now, because as you can see, I'm not always the best friend out there, but I'm human. And I hope right here that I'm not the only person that feels this way. So go tell your friend that you love her. Go have the heart-to-heart that's needed and be so genuine when those words are coming out of your mouth. Do not let pride stand in your way from an amazing friendship. And just know that having these conversations are what build the roots to a really deep, lifelong, beautiful, lasting friendship. It's transparency, it's vulnerability, and it's coming from a place of total love and just being open and saying, it's not fair to you. It's just me growing through my seasons and I love you so much. So hopefully this spoke to somebody today and didn't just make me look like a fool. But at the end of the day, let me tell you this. My friendship with that gal today has blossomed even more. And we literally at the end of the thing, we were like, we just had a breakthrough. Like she said, I've been feeling a lot of the same things too. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah. And so what a little phone call with a lot of transparency and vulnerability has done for me today. My heart is so happy. And like I said, this was just like an off the cuff random thing that happened today. But I'm so grateful for her heart, her willingness to hear me. And also I'm so thankful Jesus gives me strength to be vulnerable in those times and say, love covers so much. So speak in love today, go love on somebody, go cheer somebody on, because trust me, girl, I need the cheering too. And does it feel so good when you've got those friendships that are real and certain standing in your corner, cheering you on? Love you big time. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my latest episode from the Be That Woman podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, tell a friend, share the message. I hope and I pray that you walk away feeling encouraged today. Have a good one, and we'll talk soon.